Welcome to the Kindling's Muse podcast.
Hi, this is Dick Staub with another in our Journey series, interviews with thoughtful creatives and cultural influencers. Today we continue our conversation with Robert Stone.
Any of you that are students of religion at all will find more stuff per page in this book, particularly if you've been a student of the relationship between Islam, Christianity, Kabbalism. I mean, it's all there and done accurately in this book, and is a rich context in which some genuine individuals are struggling with their own spiritual sojourn, which if you're a person that doesn't like that level of honesty, then you might have a problem with that. But I think most people want to come into contact with authentic characters who are wrestling with real issues, and that's what's happening in this book, Damascus Gate. This issue of identity has been observed by many as a kind of a consistent theme of your work. Why is that such a driving issue for you?
I think it's because my own sense of identity has always been elusive, or identity has been rather elusive to me. It always seemed to me that whatever was authentic was somewhere else, that authenticity resided somewhere else. I mean, in a way, that's an American phenomenon that Fitzgerald got nailed in The Great Gatsby, this idea that we kind of all invent ourselves. But I come from a mixed background, and my family, going way back, particularly, I mean, the Irish side of my family has both Protestants and Catholics in it, and you know what that entails. And so identity and its erosion, its implication, is something that I've always pursued. My characters tend to be loosely rooted and transient and in pursuit of something they can't pin down, in pursuit of something solid, in pursuit of love, in pursuit of faith, in pursuit of hope, trying to get from other people what they find lacking in the world, trying to give to other people what the other people find lacking, trying to come through for people, hoping people will come through for them, hoping that they will achieve knowledge of themselves, hoping that insight will get them by, because frequently their dynamic is insight and observation.
I read somewhere, you've got this, Obermann asks the guy, tell me about your spiritual life, he asks one of the characters. I read somewhere that you were raised Catholic, that you left the Catholic tradition, and then later on, and I think the phrase was, discovered that half your head was gone.
Yeah.
What does that mean? And where are you in your own sojourn?
Well, I think it's probably happened to a lot of people. You leave religion with a tremendous sense of liberation, and then years later you discover that something really important, something central, is missing. And you either start all over again and go back and try to reclaim it, or else you substitute something else for it, because there is that element in man, as Pascal said, the world everywhere gives evidence of a vanished God, and man in all his actions gives evidence of a longing for that God. So you make do in some way or another, but you've got to fill that space somehow. The 20th century, for the most part, has done it with politics, aestheticizing politics, or with art, sometimes politicizing art. Everybody does it somehow.
You've got this great Melville quote, enigma and evasion grow, and shall we never find thee out? There's such a longing in that phrase. And that's the longing that you feel in the characters of this book.
And in the views of the Kabbalists, at the creation, God absented himself in order that the universe come into being, and left as a trace these shards of light that have somehow have to be reassembled so that the order can be put back into things. And he may or he may not come back to us.
Hmm. The book is Damascus Gate. It's published by Houghton Mifflin. It is a very thought-provoking book, and one that I have had the chance to read, and I would recommend to anyone who's doing serious thinking about issues that matter.
This concludes our conversation with Robert Stone. Thank you for listening to Journeys on the Kindling's Muse.